We begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos, daf Yud Ches. Begin 22 lines down at the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which we opened up with halacha regarding Rachel Shalei Bichra, a sheep that didn't yet have any children, and then two male sheep came out at the same time. So basically says, so they're both chayiv, Zecharim LaHashem, the males, even the plural, Efshel Tzamtzim, could be they both came out at the same time, they're both firstborns. On that, the Chacham said, no, it can't be that exactly both came out. One of them is and one of them isn't. We just don't know which one. Therefore, one goes to the Kain and one goes to the Yisrael. Now, which one goes to the Kain? So that's a machlekes in our Mishnah. As our Gemara quotes, Reb Tarfonami, he said, HaKain bar le'asayafa. His opinion was, the Kain gets to select the better, the more choicer of the two males, which one he's going to take as the Bechar. So says Gemara, my time in Reb Tarfon. What's the reason Reb Tarfon? Seemingly, as the other opinion will quote from the Mishnah, Hamaitzim Mecher Belavaraya, why does he get to choose the best one? So it says the Gemara, Ketz Kesav Reb Tarfon held, Hahud Debari Nafik Bereisha. The stronger, the healthier one is the one that's going to push out first, and he's the one that's coming out first because of his great strength. Therefore, he came out before. That's why the better one is going to be chosen by the Kain as the Bechar, not because he gets to choose, but simply because that's the one we know is the one that came out first. Whereas, as our Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, Meshamnin b'chulu, that Mesham the name, that we, as the Gemara will clarify what that word means, but it means either we evaluate, because being Meshamnin can mean evaluate, it can mean actually the fatty part is between them. So what does this mean? So Amar B'chia Baraba Amar B'yichanan says, HaKayin Noitel Kechusha. What it means to say is that the Kayin, he takes, according to Rabbi Kiva, the lesser of the two. And that's what's saying, that the fat is between them, which means to say that the Balabais is getting that, and the weaker of the two, not like Reb Tarfon, who says he gets the choice, one, he gets the weaker one of the two. However, on that, he asked, but in our Mishnah we learned that the fat is between them, which the way he understands it is that it sounds like that what one is fattier than the other, Mishamnin, is Beinehem, is between the two of them, means to say that they divided. So how can you say that the Balabais gets the better one and the weaker one goes to the Kain when it sounds like that they have to split it? So Amalei, so Birchin said to Reb Chiya Barabba, Ad the Achlas Kafni Yasa Bebavel, while you were going in eating dates and bavel and just enjoying yourself, Targimna, we were busy interpreting this halacha of Reb Kiva and we were inferring Misefa from the Seifa of the Mishnah. Because the Ketani Seifa, we learned the Seifa of our Mishnah that Meis Echad Man. We said, okay, the Chacham hold, you have to divide it. One goes to the Kain, one goes to the Yisrael. And this Machlik is exactly which one. But let's say one of them dies before they divide it. So Reb Tarfon Ami Yachloiku, he says, okay, you split that dividing one, that remaining one between the Kain and the Yisrael. Reb Kiva Ami, he says, no, the Kain wants to go ahead and collect from the Yisrael. He has to bring the onus of proof that this surviving one is the Bechar. And since he can't, so that's actually retained by the owner. Now, says Rabbi Yechanan, if you think to interpret Rabbi Kiva's opinion in the Reisha, that when he says when both are around, that we are Misham the Beinehem, which means to say the way you're asking is the Chihadodi Pligi, is that, okay, they split it evenly. The fat, the choice of one over the other, is split between the two of them. So then, Hachinami, then how do you understand the Seif of the Mishnah? Then here also, Lifli Gabi Adadi, the remaining one that's still alive, should be divided equally between the two of them. But that's not what Rabbi Kiva says. He says, Elamai, rather, says Rabbi Yechanan, what does it mean, Mishamnin? It means, Shumin Yehei Beinayan. What does it mean that the fat is between them? It means, this that one is choicer than the other one, that will be disputed between the two of them. And that's what they're coming to court for. And the Yisrael, the Balabais, will say, Da'amalei L'Kain, he's going to tell the Kain, I see right, the Bechari, B'Shakal, you bring proof that it's the firstborn, and then you can take it. Meaning, just like Rabbi Kiva says in the Seifa, HaMoitzim Melechav El'Avaraya, and therefore that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, it doesn't mean that the Hashuman Beinayim, that they divided, it's disputed between the two of them. And since the Kain can't bring a proof, it's the Yisrael who gets the better of the two, and the Kain gets the lesser. When there's two, he gets the weaker one. When there's one, he gets nothing. Ketz HaMoitzim Melechav El'Avaraya. Now the Mishnah then said, V'Hashen Yirat Sheistayv. So, we said that one the Kain is taking, whether it be the better one or the weaker one, the second one that the Yisrael holds on to, so he has to let it graze until it develops a blemish. Moreover, the Tana, the Mishnah, not a continuation of Rabbi Kiva, said, V'chai b'matanis. Okay, so the one that Yisrael holds on to, so when he slaughters it as a regular whole animal, he has to give the matanis, the zroid, the chayam, the keva, those parts, which, as every slaughtered whole animal, has to be given to the Kain. Whereas Rabbi Yisi Paitri says, no, you don't have to give the matanis to the Kain. So says the Gemara, my time to Reb Meir. What's the reason of Reb Meir, meaning referring to the anonymous Tana of our Mishnah that says it's Chayv B'Matanis, who that's Reb Meir, what's the reason that he holds that it's Chayv B'Matanis? So Reb Yechanan says, Hail the Kain Ba'al of Mishnah Tzadim, because the Kain comes to him from both sides. And that is, he tells him, either way you look at it, you have to give me these parts of the foreleg and the jaw and the maw, because Damali tells him as follows, look, these two animals, we don't know which one's Bechor, which one's not. So I got one and you got one. Now regarding the one that you have, says the Kain to the Yisrael, Ibechoru, if it's the real firstborn one, so Kuli Didehu, so actually all of it belongs to me. Now, so what's with the one that I took then? Then that obviously means that's the Chula one. So you're right, I'll give that back to you. But then when you slaughter that one, you have to give me my tons from that one. So either way, the one that you're slaughtering, you for sure have to give me the parts. Because if it's the Bechor, I get all of it. And if the one you have is actually not the firstborn one, so have matanismane. So then give me just the parts, like every chulin animal, I get the parts. So either way you look at it, says Rabbi Yossi, he's gotta give him. Says Rabbi Yechanan that he's gotta give him, that's the reason of Rabbi Meir, that he has to give him the parts. That's Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Yossi, my time. So what's the reason Rabbi Yossi says this part? Seemingly it's correct. Rabbi Meir, Mamanashach. Either way you look at it, he's gotta give him the parts. So Marava, he says as follows. Asu she'ena zeichik hezeicher. Rabbi Yossi holds that they made someone who didn't merit like he did merit. Meaning, even though the kain didn't merit in the other one, meaning the one that he's not getting, however, even though he didn't get it, va'avakav delemot liyadi, even though it never came to him because the Yisrael held on to that one, but kamandemot liyadi, they made it as if it came to his hand and as if he merited it, meaning on the tzad that the one that's the Bechor is the one that the Yisrael is holding on to. So what? How could the Yisrael hold on to? So we don't know. Maybe it is the Bechor. So really it's the Kohen's. So what they made it as if is, as if the Kohen really got it. And then, and since in the beginning we're saying it was like as if it was the Kohen's, because really maybe it is his. Maybe the one the Yisrael has is really the Kohen's, because maybe it's really the Bechor one. So the Rabbanan considered it as if it really came to the Kohen already, as if it was done for the purposes of the firstborn going to the Kohen, the Zavni li Yisrael, b'mume, and that he then subsequently sold it to the Yisrael in a blemished state. And that's why he swapped that with the one that's really the Chulun, that was the Yisrael's, that then he got himself. Because again, we don't know which is which. Now, so the way we look at it is that, like, okay, if that's the Bechor, as if it was really the Kohen's, the Kohen, however, swapped it with Yisrael for the Chulun of the Yisrael, and the Kohen now has the Chulun one. Now, a Bechor that a Kohen sold to Yisrael, the Gemara said, that is exempt from the Matanis of Kohuna, because the Pasuk compares it to Tzvi and Ayil. So therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, no, it's not going to be Chayv Matanis. You're saying, but well, if it's the Bechor, Maman of Shach, it's the Bechor, then all of it. If it's Matanis, then that is the Chulun. So it says, no, because if that's the Bechor one, what essentially, how does the Yisrael have the Bechor one? That means as if the Kohen had it, and that he sold it to the Yisrael in the blemished state. Okay, so what I have is a Bechor Shenimker from a Kohen to Yisrael. Actually, that's not Chayv Matanis, and therefore, you can't obligate the Yisrael in this Maman of Shach logic, Reb Meir, according to Rabbi Yossi, to give it to the Kohen. Now, continuing on this halacha, that this Machlik is Reb Meir and Rabbi Yossi, so Amr Belazi says, Hakol Maidim, however, everyone agrees, Besafik Bechor, by a regular classic doubtful firstborn animal, she'ein chalip miyad kohen, where you don't have what we just described in the previous discussion, that it was a swapped from the hands of the kohen, meaning in a situation where there was nothing given in place. For example, like the case of our Mishnah, when we said that the last halacha of our Mishnah was that if this the first time this mother animal is giving birth, it gave birth to a male and a female, we said in kan lo kohen klum, the kohen doesn't get anything. Because maybe the female was born first. Now, that male is a suffix Bechor. We don't know. Maybe that really was the one that was born first. But maybe not. Maybe the female was born first. So the halacha is that it has to graze and develop a blemish and then it's eaten by the owners. So in such a suffix Bechor, everyone agrees, Shechai b'matanis, that when that Yisrael goes and slaughters that animal, that he has to give the matanis kohuna to the kain. Because here you can't say, like Rabbi Yossi had said, oh, as if it was sold from the Kohen to the Yisrael, because here there was no transaction. It's not like the Kohen got something in place of what the Yisrael ends up holding on to. He didn't get anything. The Yisrael just holds on to that one Zachar. And therefore, so you can't say that you're really going back to like the logic of a Meir, of a Maman of Shach. If it's the Chulun, then give me the parts. If it's the Bechor, then give me everything. And therefore, everyone would agree in that situation is Chayv Matanis. Now, on this halacha of Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara wonders, Hakol Moideman, who is he saying that everyone agrees over here that, oh, here you have to give matanis to the kuna? Obviously, Rabbi Yisi. The previous halacha, which was even less obvious, Rabbi Meir said, even there you have to give the matanis. It's Rabbi Yisi. So says the Gemara Peshitta, obviously. What's Rabbi Elazar telling us? Because Adkan like Kapat Rabbi Yisi Hasam, where do we find the previous Gemara's discussion? Rabbi Yisi says, oh no, you don't have to give the matanis of that animal to the kain. El dechalib miyat kain, like we explained, because that's a swapping with what the kain's getting the chulin maybe. So he's swapping the bechor that the Yisrael maybe has. So that's why we said, the asu she'in ezeche kezeche. We made the one who didn't get it, the kain never got that one of the Yisrael. We made it as if he got it, and as if he like swapped it and it was sold to the Yisrael, and therefore, even if it's a bechor, it could be exempted from giving anything to the kain. But a regular classic suffik bechor with nothing was a transaction with a kain, that of course that we wouldn't have such an exemption. Of course, even Rabbi Yisrael would agree that we have matnas kuna. What's Rabbi Elazar teaching? Says the Gemara, no, because ma'udat tema. What would you say that actually time Rabbi Yisi? You could say the reason why Rabbi Yisi held in the previous halacha that it's exempt from matnas kuna is the suffik because he holds it actually a different reason. Because if you would obligate the Yisrael in this suffik bechor. B'matana is to give the Zerayah L'chaim L'keva to the Kayin. Then, you might come to say, oh, wait a second, that means the animal I have is bona fide chulin. That's why I'm giving the matnas kuna when I'm slaughtering it to the Kayin. Oh, then asili de gizav avayda. Then they might come to go ahead and do work and shear the wool of this animal, thinking, must be the one I have is chulin, because why am I giving the parts I'm slaughtering it to the Kayin? Now, if that's what people are going to think, then and that's the reason why I was saying that you don't give the matnas kuna, that people shouldn't think it's chulin, then avagav de inchalib miyad kayin, then even in a situation where it has nothing to do with swapping with a kayin, you still have the concern that don't give the matnas kuna because people might think that it's chulin. But really it's a safek bechor, and you can't do out of the safek isser of doing work, it's isser deraisa, that we would say that no, even then it's going to be pata for the matnas kuna. That's Rabbi Elazar's teaching that no, that actually the halacha is, as we had explained in the previous Gemara's discussion, is because of asu einu zeche kezeche and that chalib miyad kain, and that's why. Because if not for Rabbi Elazar, we could have interpreted the previous Gemara's discussion actually based on a different concern, that of people thinking that it's really bona fide chulin, and they might come to do giza navayda with it. On that, the Gemara asks, Omi mitzisa amr hachi, could you really say this as you're entertaining to say that the reason we would have thought of Rabbi Yisi is because that people might come to do giza and navayda with it? But you can't say that because Vatani Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, which is really the next Mishnah on Amud Beis, that says as follows. Shahay Yubisi, because Yubisi said, as a continue to Amud Beis, Kol Shechalipa B'yad Kayin, anything that was exchanged from what the Kayin's getting and the Yisrael's getting the other one, Patam and Matanis, that's going to be exempt from Matanis. With Rav Meir Mechayev, like we said in the previous Gemara's discussion, as in our Mishnah, Rav Meir says, no, it's still going to be Chayev in Matanis. Now, the inference obviously is as we had previously explained. Chalib miyad kainin, obviously only something that was swapped. When we're talking about two animals, there's a suffix, which one is which. So then that's when there's the exchange. That's when you say, okay, he's going to be part of a matnas kuna because maybe he's getting a sold bechor, like also ein zeche kezeche. But in chalib miyad kain loy, but if there's no swapping from the hands of the kain, when there's only one animal, then no, we wouldn't say that. So how are you saying you need Rabbi Elazar? Because you would have thought to interpret that even when there's no chalib miyad kain in that, you would say you're exempt because of giz v'avayda. It's clear from the words of Rabbi Yisi in the next Mishnah that's not his concern. So says the Gemara, no, because ma'av detema, what would you say? That Rabbi Yisi ledvarv d'remeir kamalei. In the next Mishnah, when Rabbi Yisi says these words that seem to be obvious, that's because of chalib miyad kain, no, he was only going in his dispute with Reb Meir and saying according to Reb Meir's opinion. And that is, really he was saying, Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yisi was saying, Afele ein chalib miyad kain, you're right, even if there was no swapping with two animals, kain getting one, the Yisrael getting one, even if there's only one, that's the doubt, you'd be pater for the matnas kuna. Because of gizav avayda, because we're concerned people might think it's cool and do work with it. Because if you would obligate matana, it's also the giz of avayda, they're going to come to share the wool and do work with it. But what he was saying in the next Mishnah was, but l'didach, according to you that you disagree with me and you don't have such a gezerah, but idli miha, but at least agree to me part way, heichad dechalib miyad kain, that when there's a swapping that's with one going to the kain and one going to the Yisrael, that they made, although the kain didn't get it, as if he did get it, and as if he sold it to the Yisrael, and therefore it should be put for matnas kuhuna, at least in that category. And that he said, no, even there I would disagree. So therefore, there's no proof from the Sefer of the Mishnah, and therefore you needed Rabbi Elazar, because you might have thought that Rabbi Yisi really is because of the Gezerah of Giza of Avayda. And the words in the next Mishnah were saying, At least that agreed to Rabbi Meir. I hold even less than that. And that was saying that, no, that Rabbi Elazar says that's not the reason of Rabbi Yossi. His reason, he actually would agree in the case of when it's one Safik Bechar, that then it would be Chayv Matnas Kuna, because it's not because of Gzeira of Gizva Voida, rather it's because of this Asur Ein Azeicha Kizeicha. A similar type of a discussion, V'amar HaPapa. He says another thing that everyone agrees to. Hakol Moedim B'Safik Meiser. Everyone agrees by a situation of a doubtful Meiser Behema. What that means to say is generally a person takes his whole flock, the new animals, and the tenth one is Meiser Behema. He has to bring as a Karban Shlam, eat it in Yerushalayim. Now, when there could be a doubtful Meiser Behema, for example, if let's say they already had animals that had gone through the corral, and they had designated the tenth animal as the Meiser Behema. Now, one of those which were tithe jumped back into the corral. So the Gemara, in the second parak later on, the Nechaz Mebeis says, what you do now is you have a Safik Maisa Behemin over here. So all the animals graze until they develop a blemish, and then they're eaten in a blemished state by the owner. So that's the Papa regarding such a type of situation when you have a Safik Maisa Behema. Shepata bin Matanis, that those animals, when they're eaten by the owners, are exempt from the Matnas Kuna of giving that part to the kain. Now, says the Gemara, Hakol Maidman, who are we saying that everyone agrees over here that it's going to be exempt? Obviously, Reb Meir, because Reb Yossi held that in the other halacha that it's going to be Pater. Here, when we're saying that everyone agrees it's going to be Pater, is Reb Meir, who in the previous halacha he said that it's going to be Chayv Matnas Kuna Miman of Shach. Here, he's saying that everyone agrees that no, it's going to be exempt. That's the Gemara Pshita. Reb Meir, obviously. Why? Because Akam like Machayv Reb Meir Hasam, where do we find Reb Meir, as we explained the previous Gemara's discussion, that he says that it's going to be Chayv Matnas Kun in the situation of this Safik Bechar. El B'Safik Bechar, that's only by a doubtful firstborn. Why? As we explain, Hayla Ba'al of Kain Yishneid Stadim, because we said the Kain comes from both sides. He says, look, either way, you got to give me parts of this animal. If it's Bechar, you got to give me the whole thing. If it's Chulun, okay, then at least give me the Matnas Kunah. Aval Safik Maisa, but regarding this halacha that we told about regarding the doubtful Maisa Behema, the kain is not coming from both sides. Well, it's not a Maman of Shach, because if this animal that this, we don't know, it's a Safik, we don't know which one of these animals is the Maisa Behema, which one's the other animals. If it happens to be the Maisa Behema one, actually the kain does not get Matnas Kuna, because the halacha is the Maisa Behema is brought as a Karban Shlam, and it's eaten by the owners, and as a Kachim, the parts don't go, the Zeraim L'chaim and Keba don't go to the kain. So therefore lie, so therefore not. So what do you have to say, like everyone agrees over it? Obviously, what do you need Reb Papa for? Something like we had asked the other way in Reb Elazar's teaching. And the Gemara says a similar discussion as it said in the previous Gemara. The Gemara says, no, what would you say, the time of Reb Meir, actually the reason Reb Meir is actually a different reason, not like we said in the previous Gemara's discussion. It's the loy tish takech teres matanis. We don't want people to forget that when you're slaughtering chulun, you have to give matnas kuna to the kain. So therefore, a philosophic maisenami. So therefore, we would actually be obligating, even when it's doubtful if it's maise behema, we would say you have to go ahead and give the matnas kuna to the kain. Although, maybe not, but we don't want them to forget matnas kuna. So therefore, we would obligate it. And that's actually his reason of this halacha in our Mishnah, that when you have the safik bechar, you have two animals. It's not because of mishteit stadim. No, it's because we want people to always be giving, because people might then forget and think, hey, I could just slaughter an animal, I don't have to give parts of the kain. Kamash Malan, that's what you need a puppet to say. No, that's not his reason. His reason is because Mishneit Stodden, and therefore that would only apply by the halacha of our Mishnah when you have, we're not sure which one was the firstborn, and the kain gets one, and the Yisrael gets one, and that one of the Yisrael, because Maman of Shach, it's got to go to the kain, so it goes to the kain. But in the halacha over here, where Safik Maisa, where there's no Mishneit Stodden, that's what he's telling you, that's the reason of Reb Meir, and that's why he's going to hold over here, it's going to be Pater, because you're not Mishneit Stad. So on that, the Gemara says, like we said before, can you really say this, that the reason of Reb Meir is because, like you would entertain, that's we need your papa, is that, oh, we shouldn't forget that this halacha, that when you slaughter a chulun animal, you have to give matanis to the kain? But v'ktani seifa, we learned, however, in the seifa of our Mishnah, which is again the next Mishnah, says, Shayur Bisi, Aymer Bisi said, no, the reason why he holds like his opinion is because kol shechalifa biyad kain, anything that's swapped with a kain, pater ben matan is exempt from giving the kind of gifts to the kain. Like we said, it's like as if that bechar was sold from the kain to the Yisrael, which then is pater ben matnas kun. Reb Meir mechayev. Reb Meir says no. In such a situation, it's going to be chayev. So what the Gemara is asking is, if you say the reason of Reb Meir is, as we had always assumed, which is the difficulty of what we need Reb Papa for, that it's by the reason of the Bechayr, by the two animals, is because, like we said, he's coming on him Mishneit Stadim, from either way. So that's why we could understand what Reb Yossi is saying in the Mishnah, that since it's being swapped with a kayin, so he's saying that it should be pater. Why? Because he cannot tell him, oh, if it's a firstborn, it's all mine, and if it's not, then you should give him out in the kuna, like Ramey was saying. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, because it's like as if the kayin sold it to Yisrael. So we could understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying back to Ramey. But if the reason Ramey is like the Gemara is trying to entertain is because, no, we don't want people to forget that there's such halacha as matnas kuna. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying back to Ramey? Oh, what do you mean? It's Khalifa of Biad Kayin. According to Ramey, that would still be exempt. Because that has no relevancy to his svara. His svara that were being mechayiv is simply because we don't want people to be a matnas kuna. Obviously, that the reason is not because shalik tishkech teres matanas, because what Rabbi Yossi is saying has no relevancy. Must be what he's trying to say is exempt. Is Rabbi Yossi saying back to Remeir? Because Remeir was saying it's mishneit stadim. Rabbi Yossi saying there's no shneit stadim because if it was the bechayer that the Yisrael is getting, it was the kain who's like in the zechik hazech as if he got it and then he sold it to the Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no. Not a difficulty. Why? Because Ma'od Yitema, what would you say? Remeir a philosophic ma'isa machayev. No, even this halacha, the Rabbah is coming to say, maybe Remeir would hold that even when you have a suffic ma'isa behem, we don't know which is which, he would actually hold their all chayev matnas kuna. Because we don't want people to forget there's such halacha as matnas kuna. V'had mifligi b'chalipin, so then, so what's this dispute in the Mishnah regarding if we're swapped with the kayin, which we said sounds like Rabbi Yossi is if coming to tell Remeir, hey, it's not Shneid Stadin, but that's not what he's saying. It's actually not for Remeir. It was Lohidiyacha Kechid Rabbi Yossi. He was coming to say the strength of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The pot that he says is going to be exempt, Afalahecha the Kain Bol of Mishneit Stadin. Even in this case, where Rabbi was saying, look, either way, you have to give it to me. And then Rabbi was saying, no, it's not either way, because like we said, if it is that the Yisrael has the Bukhar, it's as if the Kain got it first and he sold to the Yisrael, and therefore actually the Yisrael does not have to give anything to the Kain. One, because it was swapped with, so it was sold to him from the Kayin, and that type of animal doesn't have to give matnas kuna to the Kayin, Kamash Malan. Therefore, we would have thought that it actually Remei would hold that this case of Safek Ma'isa is Chayev. That's why we need a puppet to say that no. Remei agrees that you can be Patra in this case because it's not because of you don't want people to forget that such a thing as matnas kuna. It's like we had explained in the previous Gemara's discussion, but we need a puppet to point it out. It's simply because that he comes to him Mishneit Stadim. But by Safek Ma'isa, we don't have Mishneit Stadim. He can't prove it, and therefore I'm Mitzmech Balabaraya, and therefore actually the Yisrael would not have to give the Matnas Kahuna of the Zhayim Lachem Mekeva in that case of Ma'isa Behema, of Safek Ma'isa Behema. Now the Mishnah continued and said, okay, that was when there's these two animals, which again we're not sure which one came out first, which one second. Now like basically it says it come out at the same time. So one goes Kain, one goes Yisrael, and we have this Machalik Gishab Tavin Rebbe Kiva. Then the Mishnah said, "Meis Echemen." Let's say one of them died before they divided. So Rabbi Tarfon Amayechleku says, "Okay, the remaining one you divide." That is the Gemara Amayechleku. Why is it divided? Next, let's see. According to his opinion that was previously recorded in the Mishnah, Ishamin Mis. If the fattier one died, so the Kain who, obviously it's the Kain's one that died because Rabbi Tarfon had earlier said in the Mishnah that from those two. When we said we don't know which goes to which, we said the kain gets the more choice one. So that's obviously his. So if the choice one dies, it's his that lost. V'haydeka de balabaisin, one remaining is all belongs to the homeowner. V'kachash mis, and if the weaker one died, the balabais mis. So it's obviously the homeowner is the one that died. V'haydeka de kain, and the remaining one is the kain. So why do you split the remaining one? So Rabbami says, as really explained in Rashi in the Mishnah, chazab by Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon actually retracted from his first teaching that he had said Kain Barile Sayafa that the Kain gets the better one, and rather he holds it actually right that both of them divide the two of them together amongst them. And therefore, since they're divided, now that you have one, so that one is also divided. However, as our Mishnah said, that Rabbi Kiva, he says regarding this case when one of them died and there's one left, he says, no, I'm Moitzim Mechavel of Araya, the one who wants to collect from the other one, has the onus of proof is on him, and maybe the Bechar is the one that died, and therefore maybe this all belongs to the Yisrael, and therefore the Kain gets nothing and the Yisrael gets the remaining one. Now, Amr Bechia, he explains these two opinions of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, and he says, Mashal Rabbi Tarfon Lamad Avadema, what could we compare as a parable, this opinion of Rabbi Tarfon that he says that the remaining one gets divided amongst the Kain and the Yisrael? So he says, you could compare it l'shnayim shefkidu etzel raya. Two people who deposited their two animals by the shepherd, and then one of them died, but it's not known which one of these two people's animals died. Where the halacha would be, shemanich raya b'neim, that the shepherd would put the remaining one between the two of them to divide, u'mistalik, and he would remove himself, because in such a case you can't say, amitzim mechaber olav raya, because he's a neutral third party. and we don't know who's who, no one's in possession of it. So too, in the halacha of the Mishnah, Reb Tarfon says, Yachleiku would be in such a situation, for example, where this one that's alive, where we're not sure if that's the Bukhari or not, where it was given over to a shepherd. And therefore, the Balabais and the Kohen are coming to the shepherd, where you can't say anymore, Amoitzimechvavrai, no one's in possession of it. That's where Reb Tarfon said that, okay, so therefore they divide it. What could you compare a parable to Rabbi Kiva's halacha that he says that no, the remaining one goes all to the balabais? To someone who deposited his animal by a homeowner and they put it into that guy's flock, and then one of the animals in the flock died. So the homeowner says, the one you gave me is the one that died, and the one who gave it to him says, no, one of your flock animals died. Within the halacha is a mitzvah mechavel of a raya, that whoever is trying to collect and get money back, he has to bring the proof. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva in the halacha of the Mishnah was also saying that when did he say that the kohen has the lower hand? Was when the animals are in the domain of the balabais. So the kohen is like a mitzvah mechavel, and therefore love is the raya, and therefore the Yisrael gets to keep the animal. Now, so then the Gemara asks, El b'mai pligi. So then, what is the dispute between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva? You're not explaining each one of their opinions in the same type of a case. As the Gemara says, are you going to say that Rabbi Kiva polig b'shnaim shefkidu etzel raya, the way we described Rabbi Tarfon's halacha, when two people deposit their animal by a shepherd, shemanich rei mistalik, like we said, that the shepherd could just put it in front of them and he could just remove himself? Obviously, there does no mitzvah mechabal of a raya. Why would Rabbi Kiva say his svar, mitzvah mechabal of a raya, as if the Israel gets it all? And so to Rabbi Tarfon, are you going to say polig be'echad shehifkad etzel balabayis, he's going to disagree when someone deposited his animal by a homeowner that, of course, he could say mitzvah mechel v'raya, then why would he disagree with Rabbi Kiva and say that you split it? So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, you're right, Vitam, and some say it was Rav Papa, that hakol moedim. No, everyone agrees by each other's cases that we just described. B'shnaim shefkid etzel raya. Like, for example, in the case of when you have two people deposited the animals by a shepherd, shemenech rei b'nei mustalik, where the shepherd just leaves that animal in front of them and he removes himself and they divide it. And that was, and if that would be the case of where these two animals were born by in the possession of the shepherd, yeah, and then one died, that would be the halacha that they would divide it. So to be'echad shefkid etzel bal habayis, in the case of when one person deposits by the homeowner, that of course, if they were born in the possession of the Yisrael, of course everyone's going to agree to that the way we described Rabbi Kiva, that hamatzimech v'raya, and the Yisrael gets to keep it. But the case that they disagree about is only if that remaining doubtful firstborn is actually standing b'chatz balabais. It is. It's in the courtyard of the homeowner. But v'roya kain, the kain is the shepherd of all the animals of the balabais. So what's the machlekes? So the Gemara explains. Reb Tarfon Sava, he held aknuya kamaknile. The balabais acquires to the kohen a place, bechatzera, in his courtyard, so that the kohen could merit the firstborns right when they're born, because it's going to be his courtyard, and chatzera is kohen for the kohen. Now, why would the Yisrael do that? Because v'nichalei d'lasav in mitzvah b'mayne, he prefers that a mitzvah be done with his property, with his money, that the firstborn should be born in the courtyard of the kohen, and the kohen therefore meriting it right away. So if that's the case, so then it's like a shared courtyard. And therefore, v'havalei, so this courtyard now is really similar to the case of the shepherd, as if kishnaim shefkidu etzel raya, like a case when two people deposit the animals by a shepherd, which means to say no one's in full possession, it's like in a third neutral party, which here too also, no one's in possession because it's a courtyard that's shared by the Yisrael owner and by the Kohen shepherd. So therefore, that's what Tavon says, they're going to divide it because it's in both their domains and no one could say what's Mechel Raya, Shemanich Rebbe, name is Stalik. The shepherd just leaves it there and he removes himself and they divide it. But Rebbe Kiva Sava, he held no. Kiva in the Islei Peseda, since there's a potential loss for the Yisrael owner, for example, like in the case we're describing, when there's a suffix, when there's a doubt, then the owner is going to lose out if it's already considered like that it's also the domain of the kohen. So actually, loy makni le midam, he's not going to give him any acquisition at all in his courtyard. And therefore, it's like the case of when the one deposits by a different homeowner, where he has to bring the owner to the proof, and therefore, Kiva says that actually Yisrael gets to keep it, and the kohen would have to bring the proof, which he can't, and therefore, the Yisrael gets to keep the remaining animal. And that's what we said, that those are the two mashalim, but again, it's because how do you qualify when the kohen is the raya? Is he being maknit him a makam in his chatzar, making it like a raya, or not? Now, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. which we had quoted in the Gemara, like as if it's the Sefer, it's a continuation of the theme of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtei Rechelev Shulei Bichre. Continuing on the same theme when we have doubtful, we're not sure which is the firstborn. So here we're talking about two sheep that didn't have a firstborn yet. Now these two sheep both gave birth, and now there's two males. So even though we don't know which is from which, they're both going to the kain because both of them are firstborn male. Let's say Zachar in the Keva, one gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female. So Hazach Lekain, the male, goes to the kain. Now, Shnei Zachar in the Keva, let's say they gave birth to two males and a female. Oh, so here, Echad Loi, one is going to go to the homeowner because one of them had a female come out with it, and you could say that maybe the female came out first, and therefore the Yisrael doesn't have to give it because maybe it's not a firstborn. But Ve'echad Lekain, the other one, which was a male born by itself, that goes to the kain. Now, regarding here, when one goes to the kohen, one goes to the Yisrael, like in the previous Mishnah, we have the same achloikis. Reb Tafanam, he says, okay, a kohen bar le'asiyah. The kohen gets to select the choice one. Obviously, that's the strong one that went out, and therefore, that's for sure a bechar. Reb Kivam, he says, no, misham the b'nayim. No, that the choice fats is what's between them, meaning that the kohen takes the weaker of the two, and the Yisrael gets to keep the better one. Now, v'asheni, the second one that the Yisrael holds on to, yirat she'istav, it lets it graze until it develops a blemish, and then it could eat it. Moreover, the non-mistana of the Mishnah, that is, Remeir says, that one that the Yisrael holds on to is v'chay b'matanis. Like we said, Mishnei Tzadim, either way you look at it, he has to give the matanis to the kain. Whereas Rabbi Yisi Paiti says that, no, it's going to be exempt, as we explained in the previous Gemara. Why he holds his nomen malam shach, it's asu she'ina zeche kezeche. Now, meisechen man, well, let's say one of the two died before they split it. So Rabbi Tarfanayim Yachluki says, you divide it, like we had explained, Rabbi Tarfan actually retracts what he just said before in the Mishnah, that as if the choice one goes to the Kohen, no it doesn't, they divide it, and therefore here too, and there's one remaining, you divide it. Rabbi Kivayim, he says, no, as we just explained the Gemara previously, he considers it not like as if it's a neutral area that's a shared quarter by the two of them, no, it's only by the Chatzim Alabais, and therefore the Kohen would be the Maitzi, and therefore he would have to bring the proof, which he can, therefore the Yisrael holds on to the remaining one. Now, Shtei Nekevitz V'Zachar, let's say there's two females and one male born, oi, from these two sheep, oi, shnei zachar mishtein kevis, or two males and two females. So, in kan l'kohen klum, here the kohen doesn't get anything, because you could say by each one, let's say the one that there was a zachar in the keva, that in the keva went out first, and, or the case of, let's say, when there's two zachar and two nekevis, for sure you could say that either one, that the keva came out first, and therefore, the kohen's not going to get anything. Achas bichr, the achas shalei bichr, a different case, a third type of a case. The previous mission we spoke about one sheep, which with two animals coming out, and our mission we spoke about first two sheep and animals coming out of them. Here we're talking about from the two sheep, one had already one's its first time giving birth, and one's not its first time giving birth. But Yoldishnei Zchar, now from these two animals, two males were born, but we don't know which one gave birth to which. Either way you look at it, one's going to the kain, one's going to the Yisrael owner, because one is the first time and one is not. Reb Tarfon Oimer, he says, but which one goes which? We don't know which animal came out of, which one is the firstborn. Reb Tarfon Oimer, he says, a kain bar esayaf, like we said before, he says, the kain chooses the better one. Kibayim, he says, no, mesham minayin, the fat is between them, meaning the soul gets to hold on to the better one. Now, Vashenu, the second one, yirat she'istav, grazes until it develops a blemish, and then the soul could eat it. And additionally, the Tanakama says, v'chay b'matanis, again, that one's chay b'matanis. Kuna, like Reb Meir said, Reb Yisi Paita, he says, it's going to be exempt. And what's the reason? Like we'd explain, he says, and this is what we had quoted before, Shreb Yisim, because he says, seemingly you should say like Reb Meir, that man of Shach, Mishnei Tzadon, either way, it's got to go to the Kohen. He says, no, because Kol Shechalipa Biyad Kohen, anything that was swapped from the hand of the Kohen, meaning that the Kohen's taking one of these two doubtful animals, Patur, then the other one that the Yisrael holds onto is going to be exempt, Menem Atanis, from giving Kohanic gifts, because like we said, we make like the one that the Kohen didn't get as if he did get it, and then as if he sold that one to the Yisrael and got the other one from him, and therefore it's like a Bechay that was sold from a Kohen to the Yisrael, which the Yisrael is going to be exempt from giving Matnas Kuna. But like we said, Vimei Mechayiv, he says, no, it is going to be obligated, it doesn't hold to that Svar, and he says that it's Mishnei Tzadon, and it's going to be obligated. Now let's say Meis Echemen, let's say one of the two dies. So Tarfanam Yechloik, he says, you divide the remaining one. Kibayim, he says, Amitzimech Levraya, no, the kind, the onus improves on the kind, he still gets to keep it. And finally, if Zachar Nekeva, let's say from these two animals, Achas Birkar, Achas Lebirkar, one gives birth to a male, one gives birth to a female, say, Inkan Lekoyen Klum, then the kind doesn't get anything, because maybe the one that never gave birth yet is the one that gave birth to the female, and the one that already given birth is the one that's giving birth to the male, which, that's not a Bechar, so that doesn't go to the kind, but the kind doesn't get anything. Says the Gemara Tzricha, we have to say all these three cases of our previous Mishnah and the two in our Mishnah of this halachas that we're speaking about, which is Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Why? The Ashmin, the Kamaisa, had we only said the first case, that of the previous Mishnah regarding one sheep that gave birth to two males, which we said that we hold Nalik Rabbi Saglili, we said only one is the firstborn, so one goes to the Kohen, one goes to Yisrael, and which one goes to the Kohen? So we have to say that halacha because Bahikam Rabbi Akiva. It may be only Bedir Rabbi Akiva said that the Kohen takes the weaker one of the two. Why? Because the Trei Michadam, you have two animals, two males coming out of one mother, one sheep. Now, so this is a doubtful situation. Which one is the firstborn? So okay, that's what you're going to say. And therefore the Kohen gets the lesser of the two. But regarding the first case of our Mishnah, the second case, regarding two sheep that never had given birth yet, where they give birth to two males and a female, the trei mechad v'chad mechad, where two are coming from one and one's coming from one, I would have said that maybe there he agrees to Reb Tarfon that the Kohen would take the better of the two. Why? The reason why we're saying that it's the better one of the two is because the one that's giving birth to one, which didn't have the female with it, which is the one that's obviously going to the Kohen, we would say that's the better of the two because it's only just one child being born. It's more robust. Twins are weaker. And therefore, that's for sure the Bechor. That's what I have to say. But even there, he says, no, the Kohen gets a kacha shabbat. Because of the doubt, the Mitzvah Mechavariah, he doesn't get the strong one. Now, V'yesh Minahad, and we only had the second case, B'hakam Rebbe Kiva would say, oh, okay, over there Rebbe Kiva says that the Kohen gets the weaker of the two, because the Tavai Ulei Bichru, because they're both really the same. They both never had children yet. So, okay, it's still really essentially the same type of a suffix. We don't know which is from which, so the Kohen gets the weaker of the two. Avol, regarding the third case, Achaz Bichru, Ba'achaz Shalei Bichru, one had already given its firstborn and one didn't. The eldest Nezacham, and then they both give birth to males. Okay, so one's going to the Kohen, one not. We don't know which animal gave birth to which. Amen Moidler Reb Tarfon. We would say maybe over there he agrees to Reb Tarfon as a Gittin top of Yud Tesamid Aleph. Why? That the Hachdele Bichra Shvich Tvi, we would say, okay, the one that never gave birth yet is having the better of the two. It's first, it's more robust. And therefore we would say that that's the Bechar, which is the better of the two, and he should get the better of the two. Tzricha, therefore we have to say, even in that case, that no, Reb Kiva holds in all situations that since it's a Suffolk, it's a Mitzvah Mechal of Raya, and therefore he's going to get the less of the two, which is going to be a Kachashabah, and therefore the Yisrael is going to get the better of the two.